It's the BDBO podcast.
Jump up on the TV and it's a random fucking time.
It is what it is, yo.
Drunk nights.
Drunk night with my bitches and we turned up in the club. We all tequila and we really smoke up on them dub. We gonna take that bitch down. You ain't gonna live up in this club.
Bring the boots.
That bitch ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Stomp that bitch. Stomp that bitch.
I don't even know what the fuck these niggas talking about.
Fuck a roach.
I said no.
Man, go feed that bitch to Gino.
That nigga ain't really talking about it.
Tell him eat something, boy.
Red fuck talk. A roach, I ain't talk about none of that shit, though. I'm really on this drunk shit on the get round to the throw. I'm in the club and I'm really drunk off any of this with my bitches. I'm drunk as fuck. I can't even rap. This shit got me in the twitches.
Ridiculous. Switches. Lowe's got a club with some switches. Craig got a chopper with some titties.
And I'm still in the studio hanging with my bitches.
Puma drive fast, he be switching, boy.
Ooh, switching, ditching, and he all up in them ditches, booing, lost in that, I finna say Camaro, but it's a Charger, but they still, bitch be flying over bitches.
Bitches over bitches, snitches and ditches. Happy Valentine's Day, I ain't got no kisses.
Man, what? And I ain't even gonna lie, we still swerving in these cities.
Amen.
Fuck them switches, fuck them cities, fuck them ditches.
Bitch, I like titties.
Hey, okay.
Titty fucking and I'm sucking in the back of a Camaro and I'm ducking because I'm too tall to be in this bitch. I'm undercovering.
Camaro's too slow for me.
I almost
I get that one up. That one gone.
It's gonna be a wrap.
Just know when I whoop your ass, don't try to give me no doubt.
Camaros,
no doubt.
I ain't gonna do this
for clout. My shit gonna fly, and it's gonna be no lie. But just like that Chevy, your Dodge is real heavy. So go on with them little curls, cause I will zoom out your world. This ain't no Mazda commercial, cause I do it big. Laughing on that beach, cause you know what it is.
Why he do that? Till Will done got ill. But I know my niggas be whipping vehicles.
When it comes to that funny shit, my nigga, I will kill. Cause my nigga, I got them jokes and it is what it is. Go ahead, nigga. Go ahead, say what you gotta say and do what you gotta do. Cause I know it's gonna be funny, but it ain't gonna fun be funnier than who?
Big Bobby, bitch.
I'm really not a rapper, but we're going to get back to the itches. Being around these staking that bitches, they be giving me the itches.
Ooh, if that's the big me, if they ain't talking about Shizzy, then I'm going to pay for the cake. They can, he going to lay down the business.
I lay down the business. Yeah. I go wicked. Nigga play with me, he ain't having no children.
Okay.
Man, fuck them children, fuck them kids, fuck your mama, and fuck your stepdaddy.
Fuck your auntie.
But Monique said, girl, fuck you and them kids.
And bitch, is that my sweater?
Hey, chill out. Hey, hold up. Hey, see, I'm ready to jump in.
Hey,
look, look, real nigga shit. That movie was
fine.
When I seen that bitch run, bro.
That bitch was lit.
When the bitch locked the doors and shit, I'm thinking, oh, she finna like lock him in until she can make her say the truth.
That truth of glad you made me mad.
This bitch turned the fuck up mid movie. Like, the bitch didn't hit a ghost for the bitch had Benjamin Button.
She was waiting on the truth.
But listen,
what
really fucked you up? Did it fuck you up more when you seen him run? Did it fuck you
up?
No,
you know what fucked me up?
When the bitch said, tell him why I can't let y'all leave.
No, this one fucked me up. This one I got fucked up when she was like, I never leave this door open. Stop.
It was over with.
I was like, what really fucked me up? That's the the end of it. Like, yeah. I want to know after was credits, that girl
I after the know, credits. When she went on the same show. Yeah,
a lot of people didn't watch it after the credits. I'll say after the credits.
Hold on, because I want to know, was she, like, did Monique, because you obviously she killed Monique. I wonder, was that Monique's soul that had when it's
happened? Yes, that's what they said. That's what they say. That's what they say.
Damn,
but what I think is the bitch was smart and the bitch was greedy because she could have saved her fucking friend. She could have saved her fucking friend.
She definitely could have saved her friend.
But she felt like, in my opinion, her friend most so. And she don't. That's where it comes, like, me and Kobe watch movies and be like, love will fuck you up. Her friend cared for her. Her friend never wanted them there. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But she thought that her friend went through with it like everybody else did. But her friend was never there for the money. So she looked at it like, okay, bitch, you got us here for the money. So I'm gonna take this bitch shit and I'm gonna.
Yeah, she was.
Her friend should have. When her friend and her had that one on one, they should have talked in and she should have been like, bitch, I told them folks to not do this shit. But she did snap on the nigga. But she was in a trance, though. But she was in a trance when she did that.
No, I feel like she had an idea of exactly what was going on. She just didn't want to overstep. She didn't
want to
intervene
on their relationship and stuff like that. Like, that's how that shit goes. Especially because they was together.
Could it be a side point to where she also looked at it as if me and her Sophia together, she gonna want to pull these same
moves off of the pool. That was just the perspective.
Because it's a lot of different ones. That's why we can't rule nothing out. That was one of the best movies I'd have seen since COVID.
I love it when already, you like already. Make you think when you be so many point of view. Yeah, I love that's what make a good movie. Don't make me guess the end of
that movie. Whole movie was great because the way they set it up, I'm like, bro, they fucked up, not the kids.
And that shit made me go back and think. I'm just like, when Monique say don't wear no fucking bunnies in the store, bitch. Yeah, don't wear no bunnies in the store. Stop playing with her. Cause we really thought she was crazy when she was on the internet talking. They back bother me. I can't get no job. Da da da. Girl, you been talking shit. Nah,
I ain't gonna lie.
Monkey did her shit in that bitch.
I ain't gonna lie. I still wear bunnies in the store.
Same.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm still.
Bad hair days do exist to black folks.
Us as a group in that situation, what we have gained up and killed that bitch and got out that house.
Oh, we definitely got
out. Oh, for sure. So.
Real talk. No, I'm saying.
That bitch would have been that.
Right now. We be mean? In there and a bitch up that phone and bust me in the shoulder. It's real now.
I was going to all at once.
Tackle.
That bitch going to die.
And probably going to die.
No.
We really ain't got no wing links.
In real life, that bitch could have still been alive, and we still would have got out there.
I ain't going to say no name, but I'm going to run through the names.
We would have. That bitch thought she was crazy. We would have ran that bitch.
She would
have
told you to be crazy.
Tati on side. That bitch running from us. What the fuck? No, that shit, that wasn't even no violent ass shit. We would have been in that bitch throwing vases.
Look.
Pianos.
Check this out.
Motherfucker, we would have ripped the door off on that bitch.
Who did the bitch lock the door?
Like, you know what
I'm
saying?
The mailman scene.
The bitch would have got her ass choked out with the blinds.
The mailman gonna hit me.
I'm not. No.
They didn't do enough for the mailman.
Cause
you gonna hear me.
I definitely agree. I don't give a fuck about that boo-boo shit.
Ain't no help. Hey, motherfucker, this bitch tripping.
Who? This bitch tripping.
Yeah, but. You can beat on them motherfuckers all you want.
Hey, they'll bang all you get.
Motherfucker, the mother world, they were so. I'm gonna tell you, in this movie shit, that's why we gonna survive. Cause I'm not gonna spend no time in there.
What about the with y'all?
Bitch, we gotta go.
No, man, that man, bullshit ass.
Would've been knocking on some doors.
Let's separate. Suck my nuts.
The Ernie Hayes special with five shots.
In the whole movie, I'm counting shots. Like, and it was one point in the gun where the nigga knocked all the bullets out. I'm like, oh, we on her ass.
Man, what? Like, how you finna get through it?
We on her ass. That's why I say, she's your mom.
But see, the only thing we had to worry about, because I still wanted this at the end of the movie, how exactly did she get out? You know, it was only cell phone service in the lobby.
I'm gonna fuck your head up. Guess what? Everybody pay attention to her watching Monique put the code in.
And that's why I feel like...
She knew the code the whole movie.
It was the fact that she knew what the kids said and shit like that. I feel like she's seen the whole thing already.
She watched Monique put the code. She knew the code. She could have got them out there. She was the only... Bro, she saw the... That's what I'm saying. That's a point I wasn't going to say.
I didn't think about it that far though.
She, if you notice, she was the only person watching Monique at that computer.
It wasn't even that. When she did that shit, I felt as if she already knew with the rest of the night.
She typed him in because that's how she locked all the doors.
Yeah, it was a number code on the little screen.
It was a pay. Yep. Yeah.
But I felt as if like she, you know, she really didn't. I felt like she knew what already was going to happen. And she would just prolong that. And then when her and her friend was on a step, that was made, you know, they just curved my spirit. Like, yeah, that's what fucking happened. I feel like she took Monique's exact bitch. I feel like she got in Monique's head. Just like she got the kids and she told their story.
She knew all this shit.
I feel like she got in Monique's head as well. And then she did the same thing Monique did. And she came up off it as well. That's how I feel like it went.
What if the first time they got introduced in the show, and she tweaked out during that reading?
Yes, because she saw that then. Yeah, because she kept that's saying, what was going I don't want to do this. I don't want
to
do this.
Something almost touched you. She almost touched you. The little boy mama wasn't concerned. You don't want the white boy mama.
The vibes.
She saw something that fucked. That's why she was always.
The energy.
Yes.
The vibes.
And
the
energy. That's where I come in when I say I feel like that Monique really took over her soul. Because really, Monique knew from the whole time what was going happen.
That's why she kept getting mad. Like I said,
didn't nobody else know the code but Monique? That's why I say. And at the very end of the movie, she was like, it's crazy, ain't it? When she was like, you know, it's crazy how a person sit here and do all this stuff to cover up their own. And she looked at the camera, she was like, it's crazy, right? That's why I say I feel like Monique's spirit went into that girl. Because Monique knew what the fuck was going to happen.
Hand in hand.
Yeah, I got a valid point.
I feel like
too.
We're going hand in hand. But I just feel like she's seen this shit. She's seen her vision. So,
I honestly feel like Monique didn't even want them kids like that.
Because
she was telling
me. Oh, no. That bitch said, fuck them kids. That bitch said, I ain't
want them. I'm talking about the ones that were doing the
reading.
Nah.
Oh, she said that. She said, I didn't want to kill all of y'all. I was only going to kill one of y'all.
If only one of y'all would have came and did this, because she thought it was bullshit at first.
When she stepped out the room the first time, she told the white lady, like, she didn't want to do it.
Yeah, she said I was on. If it was one person, I would have let y'all go.
The white lady fucked it up by telling her that she gave them some information, even though the girl never knew none of it. Once she got to speaking real shit, and she was like, okay. The white lady was off. She didn't give a fuck, bitch. You got to go.
But look. No, when they was in there, you know.
That was the first motherfucker she killed. After she shot the dude, she shot that bitch. That was her sister-in-law. She offed up from the door. But it's still, Monique knew from the door because when she said the pinky promise shit, there was no way that white lady knew that pinky promise shit to tell her. Monique knew from the door. Monique knew before they walked in their kitchen on a one-on-one.
You know, she didn't want to ask for the help,
actually.
This bitch
really here. This bitch really woke. You see, you got to really watch. Like, Monique. And Monique head, when that little girl said the pinky promise shit, Monique whole face changed.
What she said, go on, tell them what really happened.
Yeah. See, at first, if the pinky promise shit would have happened, Monique would have been like,
before you go a little further.
You
but you know, at the beginning, when they first got started, and it started getting a little stagnant before she went into like that deep phase, whatever, Monique got upset and she left.
The song.
And there's she no came way
the
back.
White lady knew what song was being played.
We finna go? Oh, no. Never mind.
You right, man? Yeah, the song, when she said the song, that was the first fuck up. Because there's no way nobody can know that song but who was in the house besides who got killed. That was the only way anybody can know that song. So Monique been on point. That's why I say it's a chance she could have possessed her. But it's also a chance that Monique was more so. I don't think she did. I think that girl was really just. You got to think, bro. This girl talk to demons all the time. Spirits, demons, whatever. Like, this ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. She, it's her thing.
I'm a ghost.
It's her thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, girl. That girl killed Monique. Monique ass got offed. Straight like that. That was a good subject there. But shit, man, let's talk about the world right now, man. How y'all feeling about all these train derailments? Do we think the government is really out here conspiring?
Man, you already know that's a part of the agenda, but you know what I mean? Then again, you know, the regulations they've been running on that thing, you know, they've been running it for money. It ain't been for safety, it's always money. So, you know what I mean? That's how that thing be.
That's a stretch. That's definitely a stretch, though, because this different. This like back, like, all right, we can't say it's weather control, population control. It can tie down to it, but the type of trains that are being derailed.
But like these are chemicals that you talk about.
The type of train
that you talk about.
And look, let's tie it back to the movies and shit like we talk about. Yeah, I remember when they dropped, I think it was either the second or third Transformer movie. It started out with all the Transformers tracing the train in another country. And the train turned over. I think it was the second one. You gotta watch the movie to see. So if you're listening right now, check it out. It's just YouTube Transformer entrance scene with the train.
Yeah.
And that touched me. I was like, because most of them was in America.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one in Greece. Like, I want to say Thursday. The train derailed in Greece. That earthquake, we had an earthquake where there was Turkey.
Yeah.
And it killed 35,000 people. They blew it up like it was so big.
Mm-hmm.
They had an earthquake in Turkey that killed like a couple mil not too long ago. So do you feel like they really be trying to use certain news feeds and stuff like that to distract us from a bigger picture?
Yeah, that's always. That's always, you know. That's just, you know, you got to tell a certain story just to
get a story.
Yeah,
because like the understand. Whole Ebola thing was crazy.
Yeah, but Ebola, you know,
that's how I thought COVID was gonna be.
But you gotta understand, it's only certain people that can really understand what's really going on in the world. Because you know, certain people can really tap in and everything. But you know, some people just they'll hear you and it's like you a lunatic. Shut the fuck up talking to me. You was a goddamn fool, nigga. Shut the fuck up talking to me.
Why are you?
You drunk. Get the fuck off that bullshit. Who man, you know what I mean? This? Yeah, don't
real
shit.
Big on that.
But you know, that's just only how people can accept it. It depends on your mind.
Our generation wise, do you feel like I feel like that's why alright. They know the generations before us was built off radio, news, things of that nature. You feel me? Now they got us coming through on the way. They saying we more woke on a lot of stuff than most people. Like, you're not finna feed me what's in my history book.
Definitely.
It don't make sense, nigga. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
So with all the U.S., like, they using, first we had the China space balloon. And now we got UFO after UFO after UFO after UFO. You know what I'm saying?
Now like, you're saying the government.
Now they like, you know okay, I mean? Let's see if we... They reaching out to get us under control. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the generations
you know
before
now.
Us, the news and the radio did that.
Now they letting you know.
Now they letting niggas know, like, okay, we losing these niggas.
Yeah, them crazy. Do them
let's get on
ain't
TikTok.
Crazy no more.
Yeah.
We
got to turn them against each other. Because now we all somewhat on the same page.
Because what it's all about, dividing and conquering.
Yeah.
Old school strategy.
Yeah.
That's all
and it's
it
been
is.
Around for more than 100,000 years.
Yeah. The old school strategy. Divide and conquer. That's how you get things. That's how you win. That's how you win at life. Divide and conquer.
How
we gonna do this thing? Divide and conquer.
Yes. But to divide and conquer, you gotta add on. And if you add on, what you had to divide and conquer.
You just got to research your history, because everything follows history, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they talking about, the Jim Crow laws, and we in Mississippi. Oh, how many people have read about that in their history books, but now it's
and
another thing
real.
That we worrying
we
about.
We really going through this right now.
Tell me something.
I would love to put my
opinion. Well, let's talk about it. Jackson, Mississippi.
What people fail to realize, what the white folk fail to realize, we are not our ancestors.
No.
We are a whole different type of breed out here.
We
and literally,
gone.
They must have forgot about the Third Amendment.
Allegedly.
We, everybody got fucking guns around here.
Can we get a definition of the Jim Crow law for my viewers who don't know exactly?
Okay, y'all discuss Jim Crow from y'all aspects, and I'm going to actually Google the bill they bring it to
sum this shit up, white folks can't get, white folks not going to get arrested for some bullshit that the same black folk would do.
They got a whole nother court
the same
system.
Exact motherfucking crime, and white folks won't get no type of jail time, none of that shit.
Okay, now, I've been researching it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, but also what it is, okay, what they doing is, is they calling it Jim Crow, but Jim Crow was a little bit more different
than
what this is. See, this is more so of them saying for the whole city of Jackson, we're going to add a certain judicial system that follows only state rules. Your mayor has nothing to do with it. Not like this is the governor. You know what I'm saying? So basically, they want state capitol police to be JPD of a certain area of Jackson.
Yeah.
The area of Jackson that they want it to be is Fondren. But Jackson,
that's not the bad part.
Nah. That's the worst part.
And that's the reason why I feel like that's the reason why the Capitol Police are coming from here.
Area.
Yeah.
State Capitol Police is downtown. They not coming to Terre Road.
But they out here, though. They in Pearl. They in Richmond. They in Flowood. They everywhere.
All right here, too.
Them folk live out here, y'all. I'm generally out of jurisdiction matter. Until that bill got passed. That's why. But look, all the recent, what they call police shootings, with State Capitol Police, JPD still ain't shot a nigga yet.
JPDs can't deal with their major crimes right now.
Damn sure.
They're only dealing with like roadblocks and shit like that.
You already know Capitol JPD Police ain't dealing with no with major right shit.
They been down here since before the fair. That's who was, you know, watching the fair and stuff like that.
Look, let me tell you that this. I sat on the road for a
that's
good.
That's the they've been working
on. No, look, I sat on the side of the road for 3 hours waiting on JPD to show up. So I can get a car off the side of the road.
2020.
Oh, because they was arguing with state police.
Never showed up, cuz.
Bro, like, come on.
That's why they not over shit like
that. And I lived in an apartment complex, cuz, like, my shit got, you feel, never sold.
But I recognize that JPD don't do shit.
I had a monster altercation yelling with my homeboy in there, and 3 cops pull up. And I told him straight up, where y'all nigga was when my shit got shot? And I think y'all gonna tell me to calm down now. Oh, nigga. That shit is scary, though. Because, I mean, you still got to think, like, if they only going to force certain laws. All right, so that basically means we can't go to Fondren and do the shit we doing in any other part of Jackson.
Well, we can't go nowhere to do the shit we do in Jackson.
Right, but.
Being for real.
But, think about it like this. All right, we got Byron now, right? Why the fuck we have a roadblock on Terry Road by our complex?
Because there's borderline.
Oh, they damn sure have it.
That bridge is closed. Can't nobody from Jackson get into Byron from down there.
They damn sure
but
have it, though.
Jackson, I mean, Byron is basically East Jackson. That's where the niggas South. That done got money is East as fuck. Because there's no East, for real. But back in the day before Terry, I mean, Byron was a city, was a town. And they considered it East Jackson before they considered it the town of Byron.
That shit off 55 South. That's South Jackson.
You know, whatever. You know, people do have their like, arguments for that. But
yeah. I go that's no here there.
But, you know.
Byron not gonna last
The Jackson niggas, they got money. They came up a little bit. That's why they moved to. Because they couldn't afford to go to Dogwood. Dogwood too high. Yeah. The taxes and shit too high. And Byron is a very comfortable place to live. You'll feel safe and you'll stay somewhere nice. And not for like a super high price, especially we got in Byron, it's a lot of foreclosed homes, so you can get them hoes cheap as fuck, way less than what you paying for an apartment.
Nah, we got a debate. Let's look at it. Same thing happened with Jackson. On the white now, look now what they doing now. Like we said, they only policing for real a certain part of the Jack, right? So niggas is really like, okay, so y'all really don't give a fuck about us. Them niggas is finna leave now. Before we was here.
Yes, they go.
Yeah, but see, you know what I'm saying? The property taxes and stuff like that in Ridgeland and Madison, that shit finna drop. Ridgeland and Madison is where? Closest to the what? Fondren region. Mm-hmm. Where we not gonna have this crime. Now.
And it's more business.
But look, this also something I say. I don't mean to cut you off, but I always tell folks, it's a lot more act in the Jack on the north side. That nobody report on the news. Now, if that shit was but that bad said. Out south and out west, bro, they would have been doing that same thing out there. This bitch would have been full martial law. You feel me? Don't get me wrong.
But, okay, I'm just want to add this. You know, at north, it's more like misdemeanors of crimes. And then out south and out west, it's like murders.
That's because that's what they put on the news to us.
But see, I follow that page on the goddamn Facebook.
But that's what I'm saying, Britt. They can't do that because out north is too close to them. Like, let's be for real. Look, like, now, I'm not going to put the hoods on the mic, but I'm going to be for real. Street ties. It's 3 major hoods in North Jackson that's block to block to block going dumb with each other right now, day to day. I'm talking about real war. Mm-hmm. Not gangsters, not vice lord. Mm-hmm. You did something to this nigga some years ago, and we don't like that. We still on it. We gonna stay on it. They don't say, like, the things that's reported on the news is carjackings, mm-hmm. home assaults, murders, and all the stuff they report out here is domestic, family, a brother did this to a cousin, a boyfriend and girlfriend. But where it's really going on there, it's closer to Richmond and Madison. But they know it's gentrification. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. Let's shut Jackson all the way down. If we only make 400 safe in the Jack, ain't none coming through here. Just like the airport. What Pierre said, if Jackson give us the airport, they won't have no water issues no more. Now, you see what I'm saying? They're making the black people who are successful in Jackson want to leave.
Yeah, because but they no, Pierre has their own water system now.
And what Byron working on doing?
Byron still connected to Jackson.
And what they working on doing? Trying to get their own shit. So watch this. When all the niggas start moving to Byron, Jackson is now what? Open. Mm-hmm. That's the capital city. Yeah. White people are going to then flow their asses back to Jackson. Watch Metro come the fuck back up.
It's
on back. Is it, bro?
Because in the beginning,
it's something coming to the Jack. It's something coming.
Yeah.
It's something coming. Because by this whole... I think it's called Law 1020 or something like that. Like I said, but they told us it was putting the whole city of Jackson under jurisdiction, but I followed this page on Facebook that broke it down on the map. And it's literally only everything around University Hospital. So once niggas start wilding out there, they gonna get their information and then go to their hoods and try to shut them hoods down. Mm-hmm. One hood at a time. Just like Byron knew what they were doing, that's why I asked when they put the roadblock up. They want these niggas that's out south to know, like, yeah, I feel like y'all this close, but you not just dealing with BPD. We know BPD in New City. You got to deal with the Hines County Sheriff, because that's who set the roadblock up. Not Byron Police. Them niggas was nowhere to be found. They was trying to find the niggas turning around. It's gentrification to a max, bro, and I think it's going to take... It can be changed, bro. I do not feel like the city is lost, bro. I do not feel like the Jack is lost,
suck
bro.
Suck it.
Oh, wow. Nah, never mind. After that, nah. It's scary, though. It's scary. But that's dead on the Jack. I know one thing. If we throw a riot out here, we gonna show all these niggas that thought they was riding before how to ride. I don't know if y'all agree, but a Jackson, Mississippi ride would be that should be worse than the Rodney King shit. Oh, that no. I really feel like if we ride out here, bro, we not gonna fuck our shit up. We really finna take this shit to Pearl, Madison, and Ridge. And I'm like, okay.
But don't fuck my shit up, man.
We not. You gotta think about it. We love Boston. We love Boston. I love Josephine Kidd. I'm not finna go burn that shit down. I want a Stouts burger before I go goddamn get to fight tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we went destroyed. We never know what niggas.
I know niggas, they going straight to their damn, probably the jail, the courthouse.
I ain't going to the jail. If it's under my free will, I ain't going to the jail.
I feel like Jackson niggas are so ignorant. The people that they love that's in Jackson jail or prison, they finna go tell
their
mother
up. Well, it wouldn't be hard to get niggas out of Raymond. Exactly. Like that. Raymond gonna be like, well, these exactly. Niggas in the city tripping. Let's go home.
Say, like, they're going to go fuck that shit up. It ain't even gonna be no more Raymond jail.
No, they're gonna be the first one gone. They call that shit crazy. I was talking to a nigga that just got out. He said, but they call this shit the baby parchment. I was like, why? That shit ain't a penitentiary.
It is.
Yep. You used to work though. Let me ask you something, bro.
That way, yeah.
No thing, but why they be saying niggas be found hung when they know them niggas be dead and somebody killed them niggas? And why everybody end up being found dead at 11 or 12? Them niggas don't get breakfast in the morning?
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. And y'all don't say shit? How you feel about that?
You know what I mean? People already quit.
All right, so now we got a lawsuit against them boys. Mm. Keep all this.
I mean,
blackmail. Like, cut this one part out.
I was in here for 2 years, dude. I just seen four inmates die, and they ain't do shit about this shit. Like,
you seen four inmates murdered or four inmates die?
I watched one, literally, watch them on camera kill a nigga. Like, they beat the fuck out of him, stabbed him up, cut his tongue, got put in the shower. We all in camera watching this shit. We in the pilot control watching this shit.
Are y'all in the tower?
Yeah, watching them kill this nigga.
And niggas was just chilling.
Cause like we couldn't do shit. Cause like what was a distraction? You know what I'm saying? We go in, bitch. They know what I'm saying. Turn up.
Start around.
We legit had to sit there and watch them
kill. So that wouldn't really be a bad job.
It's hard.
She sound like y'all just watch niggas fuck shit up. Look, I can't do that. I can't be no dollar or none of that shit. You know what I mean, that's all they do. Shit.
I mean, a dead body is really not that bad. The only thing that's gonna be bad with a dead body is that last murder going through this body. Because you know, you don't never have your last breath at the time you think you have your last breath. Your last breath will be on that table at the morgue.
They touching the shit. It's bad.
I don't know nothing about that.
When
I die, I'm a motherfucking legend. Like Drake said.
That's some scary shit, though.
I believe.
Like, I mean, you get used to seeing bodies, though.
Sometimes the hospitals you go to?
Most of them. 9 out of 10 of them, yeah. That's a crazy job.
And it was one crazy story that I heard from this mortician when they was like, the person was dead.
I've heard, you know, that's why they started the graveyard.
Because if he wasn't there then, I probably would have killed his ass then.
But see, you ever heard of, that's how the graveyard shift started. The graveyard shift was really a motherfucker in the graveyard late night. When they first buried people back in the old day, they tied a bell to their finger. So if you're underground and you really not dead, you know, before they started bombing folks and shit, you wake up under that bitch, you ring the bell, you know what I'm saying? Graveyard shit, get you out of that bitch.
But they all
bears,
though.
I mean, shit, I'm a graveyard shift. I'm trying to rob them jewels.
That's on graveyard shift don't show up.
Well, we always at work.
You fuck.
You gonna be in the scared yourself too damn.
But you gotta think.
I really want to know where they get the zombie, like the zombie term from. Like, in Africa, like, you know how they with that hoodoo voodoo shit. Shit, you know how they say like motherfuckers just come alive and just eat your brains and shit like that. No, motherfuckers like literally came back alive to like spirits and.
I think that shit was drugs.
You said what?
I think that shit was drugs.
No, it wasn't no drugs. Not back in the. Well, they had drugs.
I believe it was drugs. If they were putting cocaine in Coca Cola, it was drugs back then. Because if you really think about what a peace pipe was for the Indians, goddamn, nigga, tribe and your tribe been fighting for 3 years. Come smoke this gas, cuz. Let's smoke this weed and dance, man. Your daughter fuck my son, nigga. It is what it is. It's all good.
I wouldn't dare smoke no weed.
I'm having 2 hits, and I'm right. Sent me to the Great Migration. Well, I'm out there getting stoned.
Y'all good. Oh, man. Everybody's shit lit up right now.
That's y'all
meal, boo. I ain't
vibrating.
That's more than that. This is not that.
He made a remix.
I'm not
going to
the Capitol. Nah, he could have canceled it. No offense.
Nobody going to fucking Capitol.
Man, he just made the whole block hot.
Me.
He'll cut that point out. I don't know.
Right,
there you go.
Take 4.
Anyway,
back to where we was at with the shit, man. Goddamn, where we was at with the shit? Anyway, what's trending, man? Everybody go through their shit, man. Is y'all on Twitter?
I'm trending right now.
Big Twitter. I'll be on it for.
I get all the big Twitter.
We know why you want
to. Nah, I'm not only on Twitter for Twitter porn. All right, they might not know what I'm talking about. Ja Morant, you know what I mean, keeping up with, like, Twitter told me this nigga is wilding right now. This nigga suspended for 2 games for upping the 40 in the club.
Yeah.
after Uncle Shannon said, you not built like that, y'all. Yeah. You better reconsider, because, nigga, if I'm making $200 million, I'm everywhere with my 40, cuz.
That boy said he really like that. Stop playing with him.
Who?
That nigga from Memphis. He's like a basketball player, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that nigga from Memphis.
Nah, he played for Memphis. He from South Carolina.
Yeah, I got really from Memphis.
Okay. Nah, he from South Carolina. He played with Memphis. And that's another thing. Like, this nigga in Memphis. Yeah. I got a nigga like Big 30 and Pooh Shiesty rapping down the street from my crib. Nigga, I'm sticked up, nigga.
For real.
I really know
the
nigga from Memphis
because
the way he act, bro.
But see, and you also gotta understand, like, folk look at what your people got and put that to your whole life. All right. Your mom and daddy can both be from different states, different hoods. You know what I'm saying? And they the only two out of both of their families that came up. So when you go see cuz, you in the hood.
Already.
Don't judge me off the pitch I'm taking in the backyard, cause we just left church. And my folk on God in my life, cause just last night I was on the south side going down with the bros. And that's my thing, like. And I see a lot of people on Twitter saying, when he heard Shannon Sharp say the shit he said, that made him just want to act more like a thug. It's really not acting like a thug to me. Like, nigga, like, we live in a different generation.
Definitely.
Like, it's not even, like, that's us. Like, we smarter niggas. We not going to go everywhere we go and be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On the
it's
IG.
It's these 2000 babies. That's what it is.
Yeah. He said 2000 babies.
But he's still in 90s, baby.
1,000 baby. You,
she
2,000 baby. Yeah. Certified.
He stopped at the 95.
1,000 baby.
He stopped at the 95. No,
it stopped at 97. Fuck yeah. 96. I don't give a damn. 70 is the most balanced
number. I used to say 96 for leeway. But really, bruh, he stopped at 95. But all right, let me ask you something. Who your favorite member of Rocket Power?
Rocket Power? Oh, Rocket.
Who? Mm-mm. You a 90s baby.
I watch
Rocket
Power.
Who your...
I love...
Wild Thornberries.
Oh, me. She went flying everywhere. She got crazy for a good second right now. Damn. Cut everything.
You know, we had a long day. I ain't gonna say we was in the field, but we was in the field.
Already though.
Had a little tailgate.
Yeah, everybody was in the field. Yeah, we on this thing. Man. Right. Believe me, everybody good.
We all for
if you ain't good, then
tequila, Henny.
Huh.
Taylor Port Black. New on the market.
I got some Paul in my system right now. Some Bud.
You saying you fuck with that? That's stronger than the regular Taylor Port, but it tastes smoother than the regular Taylor Port. It's crazy.
So that mean the Taylor Port creme, the CREM shit. That's a different flavor too.
That's cherry.
I mean, yeah, but that black the strongest.
Yeah,
and it don't taste like it.
This
shit
had me.
That shit smooth.
Then a mug. Way too smooth to be how strong it is. It's crazy.
What do you find that
shit? It's coming out. It's brand new now. It's coming out here with that.
Closer to a mic for me, my guy, because I'm finna ask an open table question right quick.
Ask questions,
not jump off. All right. You going to answer this, because, I mean, why not? If you can have a conversation with yourself 7 years ago, do the math in your head. If you can have a conversation with yourself 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
What would you tell yourself? I'd be 27 years ago. So.
Don't have no motherfucking kids.
7 years ago?
Yeah.
You already had the kids.
No, I didn't. She was pregnant.
Sorry, Brian.
Haley, six.
It was too late.
What she finna be?
No, definitely
too late. It was
so that'd really be another thing you say? I feel like you good everywhere.
I'm good, right? No, I can't. I thought I need to pass. I love them
there.
I
think
I have
the
best.
Were they planned?
No.
So you were just like young from the night.
Birth
control is not 100% effective.
Definitely not.
I got two kids off that shit.
That's how me and my brother got here.
It's either that or they start taking the birth control.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I shoot the club up. But go ahead with the shit.
My opinion on them though, what I say. 7 years ago, I tell I tell myself, fuck family. Depend on yourself. Especially if you know, like, what type of people that you have. No. Let me rephrase that. When you got a heart to the point like where you literally accept the bare minimum from a person because you really give them the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that shit. Come up with a belief, take that shit and turn around as a weakness. So, basically what I'm trying to say is, it's okay to be selfish.
Mm.
But learn how to give to the people that give to you. You got to give back. Learn how to give people the same love they give the same love to you. So, 7 years.
Can you be selfish with yourself, but also not selfless to others?
Yes.
You wait, because y'all got to get a question again.
Repeat that again.
Could you be, because what you're saying is, be selfish with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so eager to give, trust, you know what I'm saying? So, you got to be selfish with yourself and how you feel and love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But can you truly do that without being selfless to others, as in?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you really got the type of mindset to balance that out, then yeah, you can do it. But if you ain't got that type of...
But in real life, when you... was you done? Go ahead.
Brain fart, go ahead, because I done forgot what I was
saying. All right, let me ask you a question.
No, I don't need the question. I just want to go off there and deal with it on it because I probably have another answer.
Mm-hmm.
But in real life, when you like somebody, you overgive yourself. At the very beginning, when you got the butterflies and shit of someone and things of that nature, you overgive yourself up front.
Okay. Yeah.
And then when you actually start getting comfortable and they get to regular you, what you really are on an everyday basis, it seems it's less, but this is my daily dose of comfort.
Go ahead.
And that's what I was saying, like, shit, don't be so quick. Like, 7 years?
Yeah.
I'll tell myself, don't be so quick to do that. Because some motherfuckers do not deserve it.
No, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say the question after this. But, because I want you to answer this, too. I see it deeper than just your person. Like, I look at Brooke, and we live together. Like, by him not being selfish and not being selfless, it's like knowing if a nigga going to be short. You know what I'm saying? And not being like, all right, motherfucker, I told you I want the goddamn money. Woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he humbles himself a lot and put his pride to the side. You know what I'm saying? But he should be selfish because he got responsibilities and obligations. So how would you feel in that case?
Yeah, but in real life, soulmates comes to relationships. Relationships are not only boyfriend, girlfriend. They're friendships.
Bond.
They're, what are they? Friendships, mother, daughter, whatever type of whatever you have. The whatever relationship, like literally, look up the definition of relationship. Soulmate. Whatever interaction you have with a motherfucker is some type of relationship, associate. There's some type of relationship have y'all, an associate relationship. That's it. But like, it's going to take that. Like,
love it.
And you actually can, your soulmate does not have to be your extra partner that you're with. It could be a friendship. It could be in different type of forms.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The type of soulmate that you're looking for is probably not the person that you fuck.
Yeah.
It's probably the motherfucker you're going to have drinks with every Tuesday. For Taco Tuesday type shit. Like, you never know. Like, it's not, your soulmate is your soulmate.
Let's get on the topic. The question was, they answered, so we're going to go to you. Bounce off you after that. And then I answer Craig, you go after me. 7 years from right now, you can have a conversation with yourself. One thing you tell yourself.
From right now?
From everything you went through in life at this point, if you can go back and just talk to yourself in 7 years.
Shit, I say that shit right now. I wish I was open more in high school. Y'all think I'm open. Y'all think I'm friendly as fuck. But
Biggie,
wish
you
I
wasn't
was
open in high school, cuz.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wish I was way.
No, you don't.
More open than I was.
You was too fucking open to me.
That's what I'm saying. All my friends are introverts. I have all friends that only have one friend or a certain amount of friends or a group of friends or something like that. They don't fuck with other people.
Yeah.
Those are all my friends, and I bring all y'all motherfuckers together. This is how BDBO came apart.
That's a group of people.
In real life, all of y'all are all my friends. Like, I brought all y'all niggas together, but in real life, I wish I was, like, open to fuck with everybody.
I feel that.
I felt as if I was hanging around the wrong people who felt me, made me, who dimmed my light of being an extrovert and mm-hmm. being out there and open to people. I feel like they dimmed my light and made me feel as if
injustice.
I don't need friends or I don't need to be as friendly or things like that. That's the only thing that's I regret. That's why
y'all ain't heard from me for 6 years.
Because after high school, everybody that I hated, I ain't gonna say hated, everybody I thought I didn't like or things of that nature, we cool as fuck now. And I was like, where the fuck was this 10 years ago? I would love to walk outside and just randomly, whoever pull up, and we all go to the same damn party. Cause wait, I didn't go to prom after parties.
Did any of
that's what I'm
saying. We was the prom after party.
I mean, yeah, I, like, I definitely.
Yeah, driving down the runway the wrong way.
Oh, God.
You know, they was going to the extra prom parties and then that.
I didn't even go to prom, so my party started before then.
I gotta keep that up.
Look, my party started when we started throwing parties out here.
Yeah.
My house here. Yeah. We were throwing parties here, man. I was like, shit. Yeah. This ain't doing some things, man.
Shit, crazy. Like, with problem me with 10th grade?
Hold on.
That was 11th grade year.
Look at that. I got it low. Show me from now.
Shit, I went to prom with this nigga and Nick 12th grade year.
Shit. 7 years ago. Not 7 years from now, 7 years ago.
Oh, you said 7. That was 7 years. We've been at high school more than 7 years, y'all. Come on, let's cringe together.
Shit, 7 years
ago? Mm-hmm. That still made who you were 7 years ago.
I mean, I guess I would tell myself not to be naive and stupid anymore.
Like, that's not a good one.
I mean, I feel like it is because at the end of the day, like,
I done cut off bitches for being naive.
You can't help that though. You have to learn what naive was and what naive is being.
If you got a nigga telling you what naive is, we know you're naive.
Why should I trust you? A lot of people don't listen to that though.
But see, why?
And why should I trust you?
Not to cut nobody off, but why? If a nigga telling you, bitch, that's naive. If you know what naive is, you'll know.
That's what I'm saying. Have to a nigga really like,
you know what I'm saying? Because all these other niggas is doing this to you because you naive. But and I can be doing the same thing, but I choose to sit here and say, you're being naive. Yeah. Stop being naive.
But they'll still look at you like, shit. Like,
you trying to get something out of me.
Yeah, like, shit. He don't know what he really talking about, you know, and still be thinking, man, whatever.
But just go by their business. You should. But watch this. Hold on. Let me say this first, and then do something. But like I'm saying, like, you instead of saying I'm being naive, but I'm looking at you. Okay. But what is naive?
Right. That's true. Because some people... But to some people, naive is mistaken is love. Like, oh, I'm doing it. I feel naive is knowing a motherfucker finna ask you for $150. He didn't told you 3 weeks ago. Yes. But naive is when you know this is going on and you gonna let a motherfucker do it. Like, I'm not gonna pay attention. Like, the definition is saying, knowing what something is and you still do it every day hoping for a different outcome.
Yeah, still.
You're just letting it roll over your head. You know what that shit sound like?
Don't leave me lonely.
Naive. I feel like that's comfortability. But what did you find for the definition of naive?
Naive is of a person or action showing a lack of experience, wisdom, or judgment. And I think I was naive to a lot of... I was lacking some... I was doing judgment, basically. I had the wisdom, the judgment was there, though. Like, I passed judgment on a lot of stuff. That I shouldn't have.
I need you to stay by my side.
And then on top of that, I feel like the reason I would tell myself not to be naive and stupid anymore is because the stupid part was basically coming from, like, I knew a nigga was a dog, and yet I still stayed. I still talked to that nigga, and I knew that nigga was still doing the same shit.
That's naive.
But that was saying that's naive. The stupid part was self abuse.
Pretty much.
But sometimes, and y'all, women should understand, you sometimes can't count it that, because If y'all know what love is and you know what you feel like love is, that's just, like, that's my shit. You ain't been cheating
on me. I mean, I personally feel like I've never been in love. Definitely. I've never been in love. I've loved, but I've never been in love.
It's no such thing as in love, in my opinion.
It is. It is.
Emphasis on the end. Emphasis on the end. In his opinion.
In his opinion. But I'm saying, is that an emotion?
Because I've been there.
Definitely is. It definitely is.
It's a choice, bro.
It is a choice.
It's a choice.
But you got to know if you want to make that choice.
Look, okay. All right. Now, it's tricky because when I speak of love and hate together, I make it an emotion. You feel me? Because I can love you so much, but what you do to upset me is just my love being shown in a different way. Mm-hmm. That's when I count it as an emotion. But love don't goddamn mean like what we say it is. Fucking, I love you. So I ain't never give up. I stayed with the motherfucker because I love him. The motherfucker had 6 babies on me. Love is.
Excuse me.
It's different types of love. My definition of love, coming from where I came from, you're going to time the right one. I'm saying never giving up. Like, we all went through shit together, apart, never gave up. Your mom and your dad supposed to love you, as in they will never give up on you. God loves us. You feel me? Like, and I feel like any love should be precipitated as that. A Gabby love?
Hold on.
That's my love.
Hold on. Let me just say this. Only because we got religion in it.
Man, I mean, I'm a Lord. So it's Lordism.
I wouldn't say that God will give up on you, but he will fast upon you. He will give you time to learn your lesson. With every sense that you need to learn your lesson and you don't learn it that first time with ease, it's going to keep coming back. It's going to keep coming back, back to back to back to back to back. And the intense of it is going to come to your acceptance. Exactly how you, I'm trying not to use big words, but perceive it, however you receive the message that he's trying to give to you. You know, like, this was too little. You didn't take it. I'm going to give you a little more. Bow, 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 bow. That's how that is. Like, he's not going to give up on you, but he's going to teach you a lesson. That's where, fuck. But, you know, that's where, like, this going to take us off topic if I say that. I'm trying to think of something else. I'm whooping you because I love you.
That's what I was going to ask you that. Like, you know what it's like your parents. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's where it come from.
Your parents fasting off you is, hey, give me that phone, couple weeks, you ain't finna go nowhere.
You but imagine you when you TV, get older, they can't whoop your ass. You was immune.
But they did it then, so your ass ain't got to get whooped by the state, by the city, by the law.
You know what I'm saying? It's not all...
But that's one thing. Humans really learn the most in a lifetime between the age of them being born and 7. Mm-hmm. That's when you learn the most. That's when you really develop, you know.
Yeah, that's your why by 10, it shouldn't be no more bullshit. Like, by 10,
you know,
come on with it.
Well, I ain't going to say you know who you are because you don't know who you are. You develop who you are before you
know
hit 7.
You know what you see around you.
Yeah.
And you know that's what you're.
You put that to your life. Saying? Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Let me jump back. Yes, no, get back on. Come feedback on the question.
What's going on? I'm going to piggyback off what you said, though.
Huh? We need you on a mic, my boy.
Some mic. Any mic. Come on.
Nigga, come here. Trying to see with your baby.
I'm a big bet on what you said.
Anyway, shoot. Anyway, go on.
Okay, hold on. All right, we're gonna
let's win
one.
Here we go.
All right, Drew. I'm gonna figure out what you said, though. On some personal shit, like I said, you said about the parents and them.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, the way I grew up, I ain't really had that loving parent experience. So I feel like I don't really know what genuine love is. So if somebody's showing me some shit and I'm showing me being nice to me, being there for me and shit, I get attached.
Yeah.
So it fucked me up because I get attached. Cause I get attached off of it, and then when shit go left, I'm looking dumb and hurting shit. Cause I'm saying that feeling, I love that feeling. I'm stuck.
Yeah, and it come quick.
Quick as fuck.
And it come fast if you're doing it right.
Because I ain't never experienced that genuine love. So when I feel like I got it, shit go left.
Hey, but watch this out.
Trying to hold on to it.
Watch this out. I've actually experienced it. I seen it, and I actually grew up with it. So
I'm gonna piggyback.
But it still had a blind side in my relationship because, like, what? You know? Like, I know how I want it to go, how I know it to be, but if y'all not on the same level, the same mindset, it's not gonna go that way. And your whole perspective, the shit will just change. Like, it, like that first time when you just try your might because you know what it looked like. You know what you want it to be and things of that nature. And when somebody fuck that shit up, it's just like crash and burn. Everything go to hell. Fuck it. I don't give a shit about nothing, none of that shit. Like, that's how I, that's how I go. The most heartbroken people are the people that, like, really actually know and experience genuine love.
Yeah.
I wanna pick up back on when he said, you know, there's a difference in between, well, there ain't no difference in between love and love and shit.
Come on.
In love, Let me get my thoughts together.
Cause I got
some. Like, when you love somebody, like, you can literally, like, love that person from a distance. Like, my consider, in my opinion, in love, that's like me, you know, I love my brother, but it's like, shit, I know for a fact that I cannot just, like, be around that person. You feel what I'm saying? That's the definition of I'm gonna love you from a distance. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Because you mean no good to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you in love with a person, that's definitely a certain feeling that you, that's like, you cannot explain. Excuse me.
You cannot explain it.
Mm-hmm. That shit just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't explain, you love, and when you in love with somebody, that shit is unexplainable.
Can you
It makes you sound silly as shit.
And like I said, it's not just that person in that mountain.
And for people,
Not nitpicking, but you're saying, you dumb as fuck for doing this shit.
And people like that with that type of mindset, they don't really know what fucking love is.
They ain't been there.
No. Like Carlos said, like, shit, I grew up how he grew up. I didn't grow up, like, with the proper love that I need. Like, I'm my daddy's only child. I'm my mama's middle child. You know what I'm saying? The women always going to be on my side from, you know, when I done grew up. She always going to be rougher on the daughter than the son.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it always is.
So, shit, I didn't actually grow up. My daddy, he really wasn't there. Like, it was like 2 or 3 years I get to see my daddy.
And then,
Because just off what y'all was just talking about, just the different aspects of family and love, like, for shit show, like, I'm adopted. And like you said, my 94 had it down. Like, I fucked myself up in this situation with how I acted. You know what I'm saying? I could have had the word, like, I'm in 11th grade driving a Lexus type shit, but then I got my biological family, and I look at the reason I am adopted. You know what I'm saying? Me and my, I got 2 brothers on my daddy's side. They was raised by their mama. You feel me? I got 3 siblings on my mama's side. They was raised up by somebody else on their family. Granted, none of that our mama. I don't blame nobody, but like, when I come to dealing with anybody, like, I created family, like, I hold it at a different standard because I truly got family, but I truly have no family of my own.
You made your own family.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my kids gonna call this nigga uncle, UTT. Like, that's what the fuck it is with me. Like, and I expect that when I'm fucking with anybody else. You my brother, but I call you my cousin.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? And that's love. Like, y'all niggas is deep in it. I know what we gonna do by each other. You know what I'm saying? And I know what my brother's gonna do by me. Also, and I can't relate to everything you going through, but, you know, just off my experience, we all dealt with issues that we had to deal with. Nothing we go through with kids is our fault. Never. You know what I'm saying? So when you talking about an older sibling as well, they dealing with the same, we dealing with the problems that's passed down to us. You know what I'm saying? My pops was already selling drugs before I was here. My mom was already doing what she was doing before I was here. You know what I'm saying? And that forced everybody around to adapt, even us as kids. You know what I'm saying? So, just don't beat up on yourself.
Oh, no.
Don't shut nobody out.
Oh, that's definitely not that. Because for one, I actually learned how to give the love that I never received.
Yeah.
That's the type of person I am.
Like, you're a woman.
Literally, like, I just gave and gave and gave because I'm actually an understanding person. Like, I actually can walk in your shoes and my shoes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're a woman.
But at the same time,
knowing who to give to.
Exactly.
You're a woman.
Because I can be a nigga all day.
But one thing about a woman, though, we're going to give. That's what we do. We're producers. We give, we give, we give. But once you can fuck us up, we're going to give you the opportunity to fuck us up. And once you fuck us up, it's either two different things. Either we're in a delusional stage, that where we see the fuck up, and we want to keep going. But that's love and good deed, honestly. That's on the delusional side, love and good deed. And good deed heavy in bold print.
Is it really that? Because as a nigga, I'ma truly say, it don't be the pussy.
That's the two different sides. I'm telling you what convinces us.
And that's what's crazy because we, and hearing y'all say that made me feel like as much as niggas like to say, y'all have y'all shit way more based off emotion.
It might be kept.
No, it might be kept.
I can say, like earlier, I was talking to my grandma, and she would ask me about, am I still with Sir Capilash? She ain't heard that name in a long time. I was like, no.
Sir Capilash.
You know, when you go around here, you get
the oldest.
After I said no, she was like, who your new friend?
Jody?
I'm like, grandma, how you know I got
a
new friend?
Jody.
Don't blame Mr. Charlie.
But, Charlie, I can't say on my side of my family, if y'all see how we move, like, we'll be done with a person. And like my grandma said, and about 3 days later, we going to have somebody new. It's just like that.
Don't play that with us.
No, I'm just saying. But that's how I told my grandma, I was like, just give us a week and we'll get over that that hurt or some shit. She was like, "Nah, get y'all asses 3 days."
That's what my mama here know.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I've never been in love, because if I was ever in love, then I'd probably be in that depressed stage, that hurt stage.
Baby, listen, if you let me go a week without talking to you, I'm at my mama's house. Love.
Hey, though. Hey, you ain't like, so you ain't lying.
So I can't say that.
But I did win a week. We got special guests this podcast. What's up, man? How y'all nigga doing? We at Brendan House. Bring y'all landmark. Come on.
Who it is?
But like, Mom from my perspective.
Come on, we at Brendan House on the podcast. Come on, I'm finna hang up. We working.
You said,
but like from my perception, I don't think I just fall in love with the dick. I've never fell in love with the dick because there's so much dick around here.
Why would I even fall in love with
you? You been that dick out here? I just want y'all to know that.
You better fuck the shit out of me and hit that spot.
I'm here, but I'm just saying.
I just want y'all to know.
I'm gonna cook
y'all. But I'm just saying.
We're not finna take it though.
Yeah, we not finna take that because I'm Jesus.
I saw your face.
Cause we still gotta wrap it up in this thing. I ain't gonna lie, you already know. This has been another BDBO podcast.
I'm picking the corns
off
your feet.
I was not done with my
phone. I'm scrubbing.
Drug addiction in this thing. We go strong in this thing. It's a family in this bitch and we make sure
it's hard.
I'm telling you, it's a family in this thing. If you ain't tuned in right now, you missing out on everything, baby.
Next episode.
This is going hard with it.
Jesus. Chopped and sitting, signing out this bitch. I'm a guy.